Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com, and that's with the number three. Bob Prosen is our guest. BobProsen.com is his website. President, CEO of Prosen Center for Business, the leader of the and creator of the Small Business Accelerator. I encourage you to go to his website and find out more about that. Kiss Theory Goodbye is his award-winning book. Bob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about surprises, folks, that you're probably having in a number of ways, but especially with your people. Bob, I mentioned as we went to the break, I want to get your thoughts on this. If you have an employee who, think of who you have working with you that you just can't imagine doing without them. If they left you, it would be devastating. So imagine that tomorrow they're going to come to you and say, hey, boss, I hate to tell you, after 20 years, I'm going to have to go because I had a good offer from another company. They offered me a lot of money, and I'm just going to have to go. And so your response would be, well, how much? And what do I got to do to match that? Can I match that? And so my question, Bob, is maybe you should be thinking about that today and asking yourself, am I skating by with this personal compensation? If they're that valuable, maybe I need to be proactive about what I pay them. What do you think, Bob? Is that good management?
I think it's smart management, Jim. What you've got to do is make a short list of those essential key people that you absolutely have to retain in order for you to maintain the sanity and the success of your own business. And don't cut your nose off to spite your face. Take good care of those people. Nobody said you had to treat people equally. You just have to treat them fairly. And everybody's different. So what we talk about right now doesn't need to be applied to every single employee. But you have key people on your team that the business will not function well, if at all sometimes, without them. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're taking exceptional care of those people, even if it looks a little bit out of place. You're doing it to secure the success of your business, and all your other employees depend on the success of the business. So if you need a rationale to do it based on that.
Well, you don't want to have surprises, and that's what you're talking about here. So here's a question for you, Bob, on the surprise thing. What if you went to your people and said, look, you may get an offer one of these days from Exxon or from IBM or one of these big companies, and they, you know what, they can pay you $1 million if they want to. You know I can't pay you that. I may never be able to compete with these other people. If they come to you and try to poach you, which you're a good person, you're a smart person, you very well may be poached. If they try that, is there something I can do here in this company, short of matching their money, that would make you say, you know what, money's not everything. I'm well paid. I'm paid enough. It's not as much as you're going to pay me. But when I consider all the other things that I'm getting here, I'm not going to leave. Could you have that conversation with them? What else could I do when you know I can't match all their money? What else could I do here to make you happy, make you want to stay?
I do. I like the idea. I'd be careful on how I do it, with whom I do it. But I would have my key people, again, lined up, and I'd be spending time with them and having those kinds of discussions. Just keep it in front of them. They know. We know they know. Okay, this is one of those things we don't talk about, but we know it's going on. So bring it out. Take it out of the shadow and just have a conversation. Most of them will say, no, I'm not looking. There's nobody coming to talk to me. And that's fine. Whether they are or they aren't, it's irrelevant. What's important is to have the open conversation. Therefore, you try to minimize these surprises that you could have. Another big surprise that I'm seeing, Jim, is with all this growth, there's a huge difference between revenue and profit. Mm-hmm. And people are selling like crazy. And I was just with a new client the other day, and he said, I have to make sure we're actually making money. I mean, the orders are big. We're making a lot of, well, we think making a lot of money, but we need to know. And I've seen in organizations where the sales or person and or persons are out there free to go do what they need to get done. And as the owner, we see all this wonderful top line. And it takes a little while for that to move through the business. And as it right. begins to move through the business, you better keep an eye on those margins, folks, because I've seen deterioration in margins these days. And a lot of it has to do with pricing. And frankly, the industry can handle some price increases. This is the time to be doing it.
Well,
so
that's
I would
exactly
not be given
right.
away.
We talked about that. I talked about that with my audience in a survey recently, and I asked them if they had any pricing power. I was impressed with how many actually were feeling that they could. And in fact, is that if I remember, about half felt like they could raise their prices. That's pretty strong for small businesses. Most small businesses are really afraid of raising prices.
And you shouldn't be, particularly in today's economy. If you're going to raise prices, it doesn't get much better than right now
right.
to do that. You certainly don't want to do it in a downturn. You want to do it when things are really, really good. And what we've got are a lot of business owners that like the idea. You talk to them about it, you give them a survey, and they say, yes, you know, it does make sense. I should do that. Notice the word, should do that. I suggest you do it. Now, of course, you do things all in moderation, but when you have this kind
you gotta
of demand,
have a, you got to have a strategy, and I think you should bring your customers into your pricing strategy decisions. What do you think? Let them know this is going to have to be successful.
I would do it. I've got some clients where their customers told them they were underpriced. Think about that.
I've done that. I've done that to people. I've said, you're not charging me enough. Hey, Bob, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Love to come back.
Bob Prosen, ladies and gentlemen. BobProsen.com is the website. Check it out. His Theory Goodbye is his book. And don't forget his accelerator, the Small Business Accelerator. It's outstanding. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassie. Next week.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.